Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the DeVito Taxi Squad plus pole dancing and Lincoln's hat is missing. It's coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Did a Brett Favre thing that you know, when you think about all the things that could happen, who knew this was going to happen? I mean, Brett Favre is the only guy who can retire, come back, and never miss a game in 15 years. I mean, that's how great Brett Favre is. I think I told you they were thinking about canceling the league. I mean, without Brett Favre, it'd be the No Favre League. They keep the same initials and everything like that. But I say you retire his number. Retire the number 4. Not from the Packers, not from football. From the numerical system. You just get rid of it.
Take it out.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. Or replace it.
With Favre?
With Favre. There you go.
Instead 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8.
When you hit a golf ball, somebody, Favre!
That's spelled differently.
Doesn't matter. It's unfarvegettable. I mean, you just put Favre anytime you hear 4, so you don't have to question it. You don't say 4, you say Favre. It's unfortunate that all this is going on.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Moron.
What'd you call me?
Moron.
Moron.
Tommy DeVito, the quarterback of the New York Giants, who's captured the imagination of the entire state of New York, New Jersey.
He's starting now. He's off the taxi squad. See, DeVito.
Man, you wouldn't put that glow. I have a confession to make.
What's that?
I don't know what the taxi squad is. I don't know what that means.
Actually, it's never. It hasn't been called the taxi squad for quite a while.
Okay.
That's a reference that a true fan would.
Well, you know, I'm not a huge NFL guy.
Practice squad, I think, is what they call it.
They used to call them the taxi squad.
I think because the guys drove taxis, right? For extra income?
I think that back in the day they were so poor they couldn't afford a car, so they had to take a, the team would pay them cab fare to come in and play. Your mic's
I'm not
off.
Saying your joke doesn't have any merit. I'm just saying I didn't get it. That's why I didn't laugh.
The legend of Tommy DeVito continued to grow. The 25-year-old undrafted rookie led the Giants the last second win over the Green Bay Packers. North Jersey kid seems to be a living caricature of all the stereotypes that people in the area are known for. The Sopranos, some Sunday sauce, tracksuits, sub shops, and that's right, the family also held, the DeVitos held a massive pregame tailgate which featured over 300 chicken cutlet sandwiches personally made by Tommy's cousin, Danny DeVito. Yes, Danny DeVito, not the Danny DeVito.
But yeah. And the taxi squad joke, of course, was, Josh, that Mr. DeVito, the right. actor Danny DeVito,
sure, mm-hmm.
was, like in a, was in a first-rate television program entitled Taxi.
Yeah.
Now, I did James not realize this. In fantasy football, the taxi squad's a very big deal.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. if you Google taxi squad, it's all over fantasy football.
Gotcha. All over fantasy football.
I mean, the first 50 entries here.
Yeah, you have to
what
Google
is a taxi things. Squad? You, Why you should you
Google,
have one?
You've got to Google things to make your joke make sense, huh?
No, the joke makes sense for the semi-literate.
I know. I'm far too stupid to understand it. I get
that. That's not the difference between
I'm far too ignorant to understand.
Yes, ignorance and stupid aren't the same thing. Now, there are some that combine both.
Now, let me ask you something. Who's coming off in the minds of the public better in this conversation? Me or you?
You mean your public, the ignorante?
Here we go.
Now we're naming.
Your optics are better.
He's making friends wherever
optics,
he goes.
Optics, really? What are you,
that's right.
Eye doctor.
I'm a DC hack.
Is it resonating with your optics?
I'm a Beltway boy.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not kidding. Every entry in here is about fantasy football.
Great. I don't use it.
Okay. Here we go. Finally. Merriam-Webster.
Merriam?
It's M-E.
It's
Merriam-Webster?
Merriam?
A taxi squad.
Oh, for...
Well, you're the one that doesn't get the... Sorry. Okay.
I got it. As soon as Chick said it's a practice squad, I totally got it.
I'd like to know the origin of why they're...
Oh, Jesus. Could you do that after 10?
Okay, sorry.
Look it up on your own time.
What have you got?
Boots, balls.
Wait a minute. I'm kind of curious now. They call it the taxi squad, Tom.
Yeah.
Let's get a definitive answer.
Talk to me, Tom.
Maybe it's because these guys don't make enough money. They had to take a taxi to work.
That's
instead
what I
of,
said. Well, that's what we said. Yeah. But I don't think that's true.
It originates with the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, where everything in professional football originated with Paul Brown. And the Browns.
You got it, Chick. It's the it was Arthur McBride, an owner of the Cleveland Browns, kept his reserve players who could not be eligible for games on the staff of his taxi company.
Oh.
So they were called, the practice guys were called the taxi squad.
Okay.
So there's a fun origin there.
That's exactly
right. Well, there's an origin there.
Sorry to belabor the point.
I don't know that you are.
Pea shooter.
What?
I guarantee that clip has already been cut out and will be on your socials later today.
Who's a pea shooter?
I don't know.
When I said the guy got shot in the bladder.
The guy who got shot
of course.
The guy got shot in the testicle.
It was a pea shooter.
Right. And he said it wasn't a gun, it was a pea shooter.
Do you think we have more listeners because of the things we say or more listeners because of how we have to explain everything?
I'm not convinced we have listeners.
Sure.
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
Would you listen to this?
Let's go back. Christy, what have you got?
A new study finds pole dancing can significantly improve a woman's mental well-being.
I'm Stosh Wisniewski.
What?
It's pole dancing.
Researchers recruited 50 participants, half of whom took pole dancing classes, while the other half consisted of non-dancing control group. Following the eight-week period, researchers found an increase in mental well-being among the pole dance participants. Well, this makes tons of sense.
I mean, couldn't it just be the exercise itself?
Yeah. The women who pole danced also experienced substantial improvements in sexual self-concept, which includes a person's view of their sexual feelings.
Self-concept. Is
behaviors and cognitions, yes.
Yeah. What's wrong with sexual?
There was also a notable decrease in sexual anxiety and an increase in sexual self-esteem as well as body appreciation.
I mean, isn't pole dancing kind of a... there's certainly a sexual
component?
Vibe there.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely, yes.
So, you know. Mm. Hey, yeah. Out in the barn, I got a... I said,
who's this person that has head trauma?
Who's this guy who, yes,
I've clearly been kicked by a horse.
It must have happened yesterday.
In the barn there.
I got a pole in the barn there. You know, you get your fat ass swinging out there.
Hey,
Dorothy, it'll make you feel better. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little stripping, you know.
Maybe a little stripping.
A little roll in the hay. It'll be fun. Have you ever done any pole dancing, Christy?
I have not.
That was a big fad quite a few years ago.
If you've ever seen a very good pole dancer, it's incredible how strong they are.
They can lift 100 pounds over their head.
Their whole body. I mean, it is unbelievable.
I was a little disappointed, I'll be honest, when I found out that the pole itself spins. Because sometimes you see, you know, they get up there and they're spinning real fast. The pole is spinning. They're just holding on, which still takes a lot of skill.
Now, see, but you're seeing pole dancers that have names like Cashmere, Galaxy, and Mercedes.
Well, that's where most of your pole dancers are.
That's who happens to work Tuesday at 2 p.m.
That's right.
You get the day shift.
You get more attention from the day shift, I'll tell you that.
Are the ladies responsible for polishing their own pole?
I know for $40 they're polishing mine.
Oh, back in the V40. Oh, that must be disease free.
They're all tested.
Yes. You do actually see a dancer when she's finished with her set, she'll
clean and sanitize.
They come back out.
I just remember one time they have a
roadie that does that. It's like when a band isn't big enough, they have to set up their own stuff.
They literally Windex or they whatever, you know, the pole and then they wipe it down.
Is there a special cleaning agent for that?
Yeah, it's called.
I remember I was sitting at a stage with a buddy of mine and the stripper finished her set, and for some reason the music stopped, but there was no ancillary music and nobody was saying anything. And this poor girl just had to get on her hands and knees and pick up all the ones that were. And it was like 30 seconds of the most awkward. And I looked at my
sad
buddy.
Sad hearing about it.
I looked at my buddy. I go, this is the part I think is the hottest. He's like, what is wrong with you? Just this poor girl crawling on stage for ones.
That was the last time you actually been to a strip place.
It has been
a long time, right?
People will just be disappointed. It's been probably 10 years.
Yeah.
It just didn't become, it wasn't fun anymore. It just, guys don't have fun. Like, they just sit there. I want it to be like a woman's strip
fun.
Club where,
yeah.
Like, shouldn't we be crazy. Hooting and hollering?
We do. Hoot and holler, jump up and down.
Segue into human trafficking. It's perfect.
They get to grab stuff. Girls grab stuff. We can't grab
maybe
stuff.
That's the difference because the guys are a little.
Keep your hands at the side.
Okay.
I want us to be excited when we're at. Look at her. Her boobs are out. Shouldn't we be excited?
You can't be anymore.
I know.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln in the news today. His top hat is missing.
I love this story.
By the way, we just got a text from our friend Drew, former MLB player and good man. He says, day shift at the strip club at the end of the month when rent is due is the prime time.
Oh, jeez.
That guy's going places.
They really work. They work those days,
yes,
don't they?
Yes, they do. Yeah, they work then, won't they? Yeah.
He was really funny when I had him audition to be the sports guy on the show.
Oh, I heard it went well.
Yeah, it went well.
What the hell? What are you talking about?
You were in the hospital. So
I'm a legend. I'm an icon.
He was the old countdown the
stents. I'm not in the Hall of Fame, but I'm somebody.
Countdown the stents.
Abraham Lincoln's top hat missing from a bronze sculpture in Louisville, Kentucky.
Is there a hole?
That's how authentic it was. There's a hole.
His hat's missing.
Did he have the hat on when they shot him?
That's why he shot him.
He was in the theater.
I told this guy six times to take that damn hat off.
Take it off.
Next time I'm going to shoot it off, pal.
You know, can't see behind me. Come on.
And Mary
That's my
Todd,
niece up there.
Mary Todd was the one who shot him.
Is that right?
The sculptor, Ed Hamilton, boasted about the theft onto social media.
I'm Ed Hamilton.
Saying the perpetrator had to be strong and determined to pry bronze from a base. Good grief. A 12-foot-tall statue of Lincoln seated on a rock at Waterfront Park looks out onto the Ohio River.
He's seated on a rock?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
On a rock.
It's a great sculpture.
And his top hat rested on a rock beside the former president.
Oh, two rockets.
Metro Louisville police are asking anyone with information about the theft to call an anonymous tip line.
I would check your local frat house.
Yeah, somebody's wearing that.
Yeah.
So probably it weighs $1,000.
I was going to say,
they probably just finished playing beer pong at the Delta Felta Thigh fraternity.
Delta Felta Thigh.
Okay, that's
pretty good. Yeah, no, that's a classic.
Have you ever heard Delta Felta Thigh?
No, nope,
I never heard it.
Well, that's an old one, I think. Yeah, it's a beautiful sculpture. I mean, this, I guess.
Missing a hat.
Was it somehow affixed to the...
He said it's affixed to the base, so they had to pry it off.
God.
It was just a sculpture of the hat?
No,
it's Lincoln sitting on a rock.
Did you not listen to me?
Okay. Well, you said it was...
The hat is by his right hand.
He's sitting on a rocket, and he has his hat.
He's not sitting on a rocket.
I'd go see a statue of Lincoln sitting on a rocket.
Damn right.
On a rocket?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
In Florida.
Sure, that's where Cape Canaveral is, in Florida.
Is there a giant Monopoly game somewhere?
Yes. Was a giant brass thimble stolen?
What are the?
As well?
And by the way, didn't they change the? Monopoly?
They changed some of them. Yeah, I think the thimble went away.
Not as common as it once was.
Well, no.
Did you own a thimble at your home?
I do. I don't know. I have a sewing kit, but I haven't had it out in a while.
A tomato-shaped pin cushion?
It's not a tomato-shaped. It's one that fits on your wrist, so it's
Like
I have a. I have a rubber cot.
Do you?
Yeah, it goes over the tip of your finger.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. COT.
Christy has something similar. It's not a rubber cot.
I have a rubber cot when I wet the bed.
And hers comes with a belt.
Man. I do not.
Christy, I heard you have a rubber cot.
In Florida. Police arrested a drunk guy after they say he sexually molested a manatee mannequin. Hey. According to the report, the 23-year-old suspect was intoxicated.
You know something? If you're humping a manatee mannequin and I'm the judge, I'm going, no need to see the number. I don't care what he got in the breathalyzer. This guy's guilty.
He caused a disturbance at the St. Petersburg seafood restaurant, Rick's Reef.
I know where that is.
Did you say a turd?
No,
oh, disturbance.
No, disturbance. Okay. The man was allegedly throwing gator nuggets found in his right pants pocket upon arrest into the restaurant. The report states when employees confronted the man, he became belligerent and sexually molested the life-sized manatee mannequin outside the eatery. He then caused a disturbance at a nearby hotel.
Did you say disturbance?
Yes. Before he was taken into custody on charge of disorderly intoxication disturbance. Boy, he was having a good time, wasn't he?
Okay, Tom's going to get really mad, but you know Lincoln's not wearing his hat.
No, I said it's sitting on the rock next to him.
No, in the original sculpture, Lincoln's sitting in a rock and the hat is over by his right hand.
Why do I bother?
It's right there.
Okay.
See, that's where the hat was.
Yeah, right? That's what I
now
said.
Now I understand.
Why? Yeah, now you.
If
only that had been told to us originally.
Yes.
I'm going to kill all of you.
Some sort of news story. That would help.
Jesus.
Man, it's embarrassing, isn't it?
The 12-foot stall. The tall Lincoln statue seats on a... Seats?
Rockets.
Why don't you just step outside and pull yourself together?
Proofreaders.
I'm so angry at you guys.
He's sitting on a rocket. And I don't see the rocket in this picture.
No, he's sitting on a rocket. No, I can't stand it. Okay.
I don't care. Everything you want to know about me and my sense of humor revolves around Lincoln sitting on a rocket. That, to me, scratches where I itch.
If you look at the...
rocket?
The manatee is wearing a t-shirt.
Oh. He is?
Oh, does it say Rick's Reef?
But no pants.
Well, then she was asking for it.
The way she's dressed.
I mean, come on. And this guy looks like he's, you know, really an okay guy.
Oh, you can tell by looking at him.
No,
huh?
But I mean, he just... You know, he
that's classic Tom, though.
Yeah.
The police must have been wrong there.
Yeah. He looks like a nice
young
guy.
Go-getter.
He doesn't look like a complete psycho. Yet, but...
He should pledge our
the manatee is a giant manatee statue wearing a t-shirt that says, did someone say tacos? And this guy tried to mount it.
Where was this?
It was in St. Petersburg,
is
Florida.
Is it sexy? Is the manatee
no,
sexy?
No, it's a manatee. It looks like a fat walrus standing up.
Oh, so it is sexy.
It is.
You said it was next to Lincoln statue?
Oh, God.
All right. The manatee mannequin is funnier than I ever imagined.
I know. I saw the photo.
He's got his little fins out like he's going to give
you
a hug.
Yes, and he's wearing the T-shirt like Beavis does when he's cornholio. It looks like it's kind of over his...
Is that right? Oh, I got to see this.
I would have loved to have seen this drunk man
humping
it.
Yeah, it's a young kid.
I can see. Yeah.
There has to be video somewhere.
But it's not on a rocket, like Christy said.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, that's enough. All right, now we got things to do here.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.